All right. On assignment, Winker. Episode 68.
I love it.
Mainline Marlins podcast. Let me see if I can hear better out here.
Mainline Marlins on assignment. We got Tommy out in the field. What are you seeing, Tommy?
Listen, man, great game last night. The boys put a great game together. Trevor Rogers pitched a gem. I'm going to come back in because it's windy out there. Pitched a great game. The bats were alive. I think every starter got a hit. Duvall and Dickerson both went 2 for 4. And then, man, Anderson definitely needed that home run to get out of that slump.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. That's one thing sometimes about these young teams. I mean, they bounced right back. And, after an emotional loss, right, to take the lead and lose it in the eighth. And they came right back, kind of same game plan, jumped all over the Phillies early, and this time closed it out.
Yeah, yeah. And Trevor went 7 2/3, and Yimmy got his first ever four-out save.
Yep.
And Rogers had a hit.
Yeah, I felt good.
Aguilar, again, still good. He actually leads the National League in RBIs at 32. And Duvall is third at 30. So yeah. It's not like we're not producing runs. It's just when are we producing them, you know, based on what pitch, what rotation guy we're running. So
this is bad radio, but I'm going to do the work and see how we're hitting versus lefties versus righties. But yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was a good victory against a good team. Let's see what we do tonight. What's he doing?
Can you hear us?
I can barely hear you. Is Grant?
Go talk. Grant, just talk.
Grant came in the studio.
No.
Anyway, yeah. So tonight we're gonna finish the series. Hopefully, close it out with a win with Sandy on the mound. I'm sure it's going to be a similar lineup. I think with Leon behind the plate, man, seems like that's a good spot. Wallach has been productive, and that's why we haven't seen him. However, an update next week, Morrow will be back with the team. And then I believe end of May for Eleazar Hernandez. And then we're still rehabbing both Sixto and Starling Marte. So that's going to be a little later. I know it's sometime in June.
I mean, I got to tell you something. It's we're right at 500, and I don't think we're in a bad spot. You get those guys back and get this team going and get on a roll, get the pitching, the pitch. I don't know. I'm enjoying the games.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And I mean, look, the defense has been solid. Everything that I've seen from Duvall has been awesome. And then, our infield, now that we have Jazz back, is much more dynamic. So we're not having to go to Birdie or some of these other bench guys. We can rely on starters now.
Yep.
Which is nice. And then tomorrow, salute and serve game is going to be against the Mets. They have yet to post the pitch starting pitchers, but it does look like we're not going to face DeGrom on this three game set, which is good.
Yeah, which is good.
Although Trevor did pretty well against him, so.
Well, we will see you. I'm going to be at that game with you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to a game in a long time, so we will.
Are we going to be able to get Grabkowski in tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's going for sure, so we'll see him there. Oh, yes.
Okay, we can stream him in. It doesn't matter.
He's checking his schedule, but yes, I'm going to get him in here.
Yeah, after this show, I'll give you the open slots for tomorrow, and we'll just come up with the time.
Sounds great.
I do want to preview Tony Bosch's show. He has got Super Bowl champion Luke Pettigrew from the New York Giants is going to be there tomorrow.
So cool.
Yeah, that ought to be, he did come in on a stream early on during when Tony first started his show, but it was the audio was kind of rough, and it was just tough not having him here. But this time he's going to be here, and it should be a great show. He's an amazing player, and I know he's got some business things going on, so it'll be interesting to watch that one tomorrow at 3:00.
That's cool. It's always Tony's show's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, sounds great. Well, we'll see you back in the studio tomorrow.
Tomorrow it'll be me and you and Grabkowski on a stream, or he can come in and we'll shoot a three part video in the back studio. Looking
awesome. I think you'll be on the stream tomorrow, and we'll get a Mets preview for the weekend. It's going to be a big weekend of baseball.
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. And he knows his stuff when it comes to the Mets. That guy's deep on stats and everything else. So I'm looking forward to doing a little banter with him. And the Mets have been up and down, but now they're leading the division. So he might have a little chip on his shoulder for tomorrow.
Yeah, the Mets are interesting. You know, I was digging into it a little bit for the show, and it's like, you know, it's that thing of returning to mean. And it's like they're rising to mean, right? I mean, the Mets are kind of playing right now the ball that they were expected to play. And, you know, on paper, the Mets should be good. And it's going to be interesting to see how they put it together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they spent a lot of money on that infield. What, like $500 million? So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. I know when we played them, when we got to see them up in spring training, and those guys, they weren't all that good. So we
put a beating on them there
in Jupiter.
But that's, I got to tell you something. It is funny. Like you'll hear like, you know, some of these classic, you know, some of these old time QBs and stuff, like these veterans, like they go through the motions in spring training. Like they know what it takes to get ready. They know where they need to be. And, you know, like now is the time when the season really starts, you know, like now is the time they're kind of crunching down about the time they should start be crunching down.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to anybody wants to read a really good article about Trevor and the game yesterday, Christina DiNicola on MLB.com. If you go to the Marlins page, has a really good story on that. And then there's also a follow up story on these guys that are injured. Even some of the guys that are likely to go to double or triple A pitching wise. There's some other pitchers that have been injured since spring training. So it'd be both of them interesting reads. And Christina DiNicola does a great job. So.
Awesome. All right.
Sounds great. So let's flip the M, get a series win against these Phillies, and then come back tomorrow. I'll be at the game tomorrow. I think I'm going Monday and Tuesday as well. So it should be a lot of fun and a good weekend of baseball.
Sounds great. We'll see you soon.
All right. M, go fish. Episode 68 in the books. Preview.